Shoftim Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Tes. Shevet Yehuda is on its mission of conquering. Hashem said in the Urim V'Tumim that they should be first to go and finish conquering their territory. Unfortunately, Klal Yisrael had not completed the job under Yehoshua, for which Yehoshua was somewhat taken to task. And so now, even in his absence, they're supposed to finish the job. And so Yehuda has had a relatively easy time smashing its way through the ranks of Canaanim in various places, including Aza, Tzefas, and Ashkelon. But now, Vayehi Hashem es Yehuda, Hashem was with Yehuda, Vayorash es Ahar, and he conquered the mountainous areas, which is great news. And so the Jews conquered the upper territory. However, ki lo lahorish es yoshvei ha'emek, ki rechav barzel lohem. Unfortunately, at the same time, they were unable to take possession from those who lived in the valleys, in the lowlands, because they had iron chariots. So how is it possible, the Mefarshim asked, that iron chariots should be stronger than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's fighting for Klal Yisrael? Why couldn't they conquer the rest of it, despite the great advantage in armaments? Now, iron chariots are not something minor. In the ancient world, the iron chariot is the tank that is stronger than infantry, that is stronger than most armies. When you're fighting with spears, with arrows, an iron chariot is a truly tremendous weapon of power. And so this is a major problem. But nevertheless, if you just say Az Yashir every day, where we say that these rely on chariots, Es HaRecheb, Es HaParoshim, but we call out in the name of God, how is that enough? So what? They have horses and chariots. They should be able to defeat them. Yehoshua faced iron chariots and horses earlier in Sefer Yehoshua. So what we have to understand is that, first of all, and the Ma'am Lois goes into great length on this, is that a miracle doesn't reverse nature. It modifies nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in most ways, leaves, in a manner of speaking, the rules of nature intact. But he changes it a little bit. He modifies certain aspects of it. So nature isn't suspended. When you have tremendous chariots, when you have armament advantages, that is something that sometimes even a miracle is not going to be the answer for. More important, not everybody is worthy of a nace, and the nisim, which are performed for tremendously pious people, for the Hasidei Hashem, sometimes you are not worthy of a tremendous visible miracle in front of everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim had a tremendous open nisim and mofsim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed. Mordechai ve'Esther, on the other hand, had to work with Hester Panim, with the subtle miracles that were done for Klal Yisrael, in such a way that it could be explained away by non-believers as, oh, well, you know, coincidences happen. Some of these nisim are difficult to perceive unless you see it right, in the correct light, with the right faith. Shevet Yehuda was tremendously righteous, but they're fighting alone. Earlier, Yehoshua was fighting with all of Klal Yisrael together. And the Ma'am Lois suggests that the kind of nace that you would need to defeat the Canaanim face-to-face, one-on-one in a valley, was something that even Shevet Yehuda was not necessarily worthy of catching for themselves. All of Klal Yisrael would get that, but not necessarily Shevet Yehuda. But some people use this as a criticism of Yehuda. When it says that Yehuda conquered the mountains and could not conquer the valleys, some of the Mefarshim say it's because they lacked the willpower. They were satisfied. They didn't really want to fight anymore. They had conquered cities in the mountains. They didn't need more territory. They had plenty of land. And this was a transgression of Hashem's commandment that all of the Canaanim who worshipped Avodah Zarah needed to be wiped out and the land needed to be tahar. They had no right to be lax, but when they lost their enthusiasm, when they personally did not need more land, this is a problem. And that's why Rashi brings down Lo Yochilu Latarka Yas Yasve Meshra. It also says later in Aramaic that not only were they unable to push them out, Ari Resichin de Barzalohon, because of their chariots, but some say that the Targum adds afterwards when they had sinned at this point. So it says, not just Uvasar Kain Dechavu, after they had done an Avera, it says right here in Targum Yonasan. So it's not just a a vague psychoanalysis of Yehuda. The Targum specifically says that there was a sin involved here, that it's a degree of laziness, a degree of lack of willpower to finish the job. If your efforts, the Mayim Loes continues as a point to all of us to learn, if your efforts are half-hearted, then you can't expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make up for where an individual person becomes lazy. So it's very important. Jews are supposed to help each other. Yehuda deserved help, but in this situation, they didn't finish the job. And we're going to see this over and over again over the next rest of the perek. Meantime, by Yitnu L'Chalei Bes Chevron, continuing the story from before with Asniel ben Kenaz, and they gave to Kalev the city of Hebron, at Kasher Diber Moshe, as Moshe had promised, as Moshe had spoken, by Yorash Mishamesh Shlosha B'nei Hu'anok. And he drove out from there the three sons of the giant. And I don't see it in the Mefarshim directly, but I wonder if this is perhaps a little bit of a contrast on the part of the Nach to tell us, hey, when somebody, and even an individual, has the willpower to finish his job, we see that it gets finished. On the other hand, if you get lazy and don't finish your job, we see that it remains unfinished and later a great peril for the Jewish people. The fact that the Gaza Strip is such a problem for us even today shows us that even at that time, perhaps there was something that could have been done early on to complete that job. And imagine all of the trouble and tears that could have been avoided over the millennia if we had taken Gaza in the first place, let alone the story of Shimshon, who was going to have all kinds of problems in Gaza. Given to Kalev was Hebron, and once again, however, he took Hebron, but not all of the land surrounding it, the Malbim brings down. So yet again, the job is unfinished, and we will continue not finishing our job as we go on.